European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the European Football Podcast brought to you by William Hill. No Alex Dunn this week, so it's myself, Sam Norris, standing in the presenter's chair. But we're joined, as always, on the European Podcast by Steve Harrison of European Football Trading fame to look ahead to three mouth-watering fixtures after the international break. First things first, it's a very good afternoon to you, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Yeah, glad to be here. Glad to have the international break out of the way, and what a thrilling return for European domestic football we've
Absolutely
got.
Brilliant games. There's always that lull for the international break, and we've not got another one till March now, I think.
Yes.
So, to come back with such big games, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be looking ahead to Borussia Dortmund versus Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid, and AC Milan versus Inter Milan. So three cracking games featuring some of the biggest teams in Germany, Spain and Italy. We'll begin, though, with the big match in Germany. This one kicks off on Saturday. It's 5:30 kickoff between Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich. Dortmund in the betting at 12-5. It's 13-5 about the draw. Bayern Munich priced up at 21-20. Now, a lot of punters, Steve, will see Bayern Munich at odds against, and alarm bells will be ringing in the head, albeit this will be the toughest domestic game they'll face probably in the Bundesliga all season. But 21-20 straight off the bat, a lot of people, Bayern Munich odds against, will be wanting to back that regardless.
And I think it shows how dominant they are that their hardest game of the season they're only just odds against. Obviously, the biggest game of the season. Dortmund go into it in actually pretty poor form. They've only won one in their last five Bundesliga games, which for them really isn't a great run at all. They started the season really well, won four out of their first five. They've gone off the boil a bit. They had a problem with Aubameyang when he was dropped because of attending a family party in Milan, I believe.
Yeah.
But he came back in style with those four goals. He's now got 11 in 9 starts, which is superb, really. You can back him at 11 to 8 any time. He'll cause Bayern problems. This game, actually, when the last three meetings, which has included the German Super Cup and the DFB Cup final, but Dortmund have failed to score in the last three. Two of them have actually been nil-nils as well. So it might not be the goal fest that you'd kind of expect in Germany. Dortmund already 6 points behind Bayern as well. That said, unbeaten in 26 at home in the Bundesliga. Mm. The last defeat at home to Bayern, 1-0, April 2015. So they're difficult to beat there, but if one team can do it, it's Bayern. They're unbeaten in 14 away in the Bundesliga, 20 without defeat overall in the league. Death line, Lewandowski's in brilliant form. I think he's got 21 starts in all competitions. That's including international games for Poland. 10 to 11 any time against his old club. I think a few people will be tempted by that. Thomas Müller, amazingly. He's only started 5 games for Bayern in the league since Ancelotti's come in, which, you expect him to be kind of keeping up with Lewandowski in that. He's only completed 90 minutes twice, and he's yet to score a Bundesliga goal. So they've been making up that gap a bit with Joshua Kimmich, who's 7-7 in all competitions for Bayern. But it has changed around. Obviously, losing Guardiola is a big thing, and Ancelotti taking a bit of time to impose his style. Some players like Douglas Costa, who was superb last season, not really getting a look in this time. I think that's coincided with Robin and Ribéry being fit again as well. So two teams dominant in the league, but maybe not quite at their best at the moment. It's a difficult one to call. In terms of team news, I think Neuer, Robin, Boateng and Ribéry are all going to be back. Neuer, I think, was ill, so missing international. And Robin picked up an injury, went off at half-time in Holland's last game. They all should be back. Vidal should be okay after two games in Chile. Marco Reus could be back for Dortmund, first time in 6 months. Schmelzer's back as well. And they've had a couple returned early from international duty in preparation for this game, including Rafa Guerreiro, who has been a superb sign-in. We'll have seen him as a fullback in that Portuguese team in the Euros. And Dortmund have moved him into centre midfield, and he has been absolutely superb. Chipped in with a couple of goals. Dembele made his first start for France in the week as well. He's been good. And they've got Emre Moore and Pulisic, another couple of good attacking young players. A really exciting game, decent players, pretty much full strength, everyone. I am tempted by buying at odds against, I must admit. If I'm having a bet in this game, given those last three 0-0, 2-0 nils and a 2-0 to buy in, you're back under 2.5 at even money.
Yeah.
I think that's probably your strongest bet. Doesn't make the game sound as exciting, but I think that the sensible money might be against that.
Okay, even money then under 2.5, the selection for Steve. A whole host of headline offers on this match. Spinning through a couple if you are interested. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to score in the Borussia Dortmund win was 19-5, now 5-1. As Steve quite rightly pointed out, missed out in the Champions League, but then thumped 4 past Hamburg. Robert Lewandowski to score in a Bayern Munich win was 7-4, now 5-2. Him to score and Bayern to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 9-2, now 5-1 if you do think it'll be a narrow victory for Bayern. But under 2.5, the recommendation in that one. It's interesting with the way the Bundesliga is stacked up at the moment, Steve. Borussia Dortmund, as you said, sort of lagging behind the pace a little bit. And interesting to get your thoughts on this, because Red Bull Leipzig, Hoffenheim and Hertha Berlin don't show any signs of stopping at the moment. We sort of don't think that they'll all be there at the end of the season, but every week they sort of keep progressing and keep playing well. Are Dortmund going to find themselves in a bit of a tricky spot towards the end of the season?
I mean, the natural reaction is suggest they've got miles better players than all three of them, and it shouldn't be a problem. But like you say, that all three of them have been playing so well. Leipzig are the ones that have been most impressive, obviously, and they sit second, level on points with Bayern. You know, they might stand a chance. Yeah. Could they cause a problem for Dortmund? I don't know what you think, but I think there's a good chance.
I think they might, and it would be terrible news for Germany, because by all accounts they're the most unpopular team in the land, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Leipzig. So they wouldn't be a popular choice to finish second. But there are a few teams there giving Dortmund maybe more problems than they would face in years gone by. Obviously, Bayern are almost untouchable at the top, but they very much made that second position their own.
If you look, the teams that the last few years that you'd expect to be challenging maybe for second with Dortmund, certainly third or fourth, Leverkusen, Schalke, even Gladbach, nowhere to be seen at the moment. So even if they don't finish above Dortmund, it could be a real chance for these teams to get into the Champions League, which would be amazing, particularly Leipzig, who obviously they've got all the money, but they didn't even win the second division last year.
Indeed. Looking forward to that fixture. Then we'll move on to a very big game in Spain. Then this is the Madrid derby. Atletico hosting Real. Atletico Madrid in the betting at 7-5. It's 9-4 the draw here. Real Madrid are priced up at 2-1. Real obviously sitting top of La Liga at the moment. And there are a couple of points clear of Barcelona, who've had a bit of a stranglehold on La Liga in years gone by. Atletico slipped up as well against Sociedad last week, the week before the international break. They lost 2-0 there to Sociedad. Obviously, Griezmann's had a bit of injury trouble, but for all Real Madrid are excellent in the league. Their last league defeat came at the hands of Atleti back in February. So this looks a massive opportunity for both teams, particularly if Real Madrid want to get back on top of La Liga and win the title this year, take it off Barca for a change.
Yeah, and they're 6 points clear of Atletico as well already, which is quite a gap to have opened up. It's interesting to see the last couple of seasons, this game has started writing itself for a long time. This game, you'd see Real Madrid about the price Atletico are this year, going off 7-5 or shorter. The market seems to have come around to the way of thinking that Atletico are genuine contenders, and it's finally right itself in them being favourites. I'm not sure I'm too excited about the 7-5, I must admit.
Yeah. For all their excellence at home, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's iffy.
And they're not quite the same team they have been. Like, that's not necessarily a criticism. They're notorious for being very strong defensively, not conceding too many. We've talked before on this podcast of how you used to see them dominate games and then only score one or two, but they're so safe at the back. It's not really happened this year. It's one of Alex's favourite bets, isn't it? Atletico at home to win 2-0.
Yeah.
or unders. So it's not quite the same. Now, I think that's because they've tried to inject a bit more attacking edge to their game. Gamero hasn't quite gone as I hoped you would. I was expecting massive things for him. But he scored 5 in 9 in the league now. Yannick Carrasco's been been getting the goals. Mm. 8-8 in all competitions, including Belgium. 18 is the last eight. You back him at 12-5 to score any time, which it's not too bad. But yeah, they've conceded quite a few goals. They're unbeaten in 22 at home, but they've only kept one clean sheet in their last five in the league. Two in their last five at home this season. And last season, their last 13 at home, they kept 11 clean sheets. So, you know, you can see where it's going. They're not quite as strong at the back as they have been. So that might be worth something, but something to bear in mind. That said, Real have got, it might be a bit far to call it an injury crisis, but they've got big players out.
Yes.
Toni Kroos is out. Morata's out. It looks today like Casemiro and Pepe are both out as well. Casemiro, one of the most underrated players for them, who, you know, not a spectacular name, not the Galactico you're looking for, but he really holds that midfield together and does a job, particularly in a game like this. Benzema has been training on his own, but it looks like he's going to be fit. So they don't come here in perfect condition with the squad. Atleticos don't seem to have any problems. Ronaldo, not quite looking the player we're used to seeing in the league this season. He's only scored in three of the eight games they've played in the league this year, which for him is a poor record, although he has scored five goals. And he got a couple for Portugal the other day, despite missing a penalty. But Bale is making up for that. You can back Bale to score 23-10 anytime.
Yeah, big price that.
Yeah, no. If you look at Ronaldo 29-20, given that form, 23-10 Bale doesn't sound too bad. He's four goals in his last three in all competitions. That includes the game for Wales in the qualifiers. That said, Real are brilliant away from home. 16 unbeaten away, unbeaten 20 last 23 of the league games home and away. And they've actually scored in their last 16 away games in the league as well, which is a pretty decent record. So it's a difficult one to call. Like I said, 7-5, probably not enough for me. It's a game as well. I know Alex likes to look at cards in these sort of games.
Yes.
I was looking through, I was thinking, oh, yeah, it must be red cards. Last nine meetings in all competitions between these two, there's only been one red card, as far as I can see, which is not what you'd expect at all. You can bet no red card in this game at 7-10. So, you know, eight out of last nine, it's not happened. It's not one you're going to go in feeling, oh, yeah, this will be a nice calm affair. But 7-10 might be a decent price.
Okay.
It's a difficult one to call. Again, it might just be one where, again, it's a bit boring, but the under 2.5, a tight game, no one wanting to give anything away.
Yeah.
Atletico maybe reverse to their solid defence, and Real probably happy with the point with already having a six points lead over them. So maybe the under 2.5 is worth looking at.
Yeah, could be the way to go then. The under 2.5 is priced up at 4-5. Couple of headline offers for this one. Antoine Griezmann's score in Atletico Madrid win was 12-5, now 7-2. Are we expecting Griezmann to be fit for this one?
I think he should be okay from what I've read. And obviously that'll be big for Atletico.
Indeed. And Ronaldo's subject of the Real Madrid offer, as you might expect. Ronaldo's score in a Madrid win was 100-30, is now 9-2. But unders again the play for Steve in the Atletico Real game. Let's go over to Italy then for the final game on today's podcast. This is a Sunday night game, a 7:45 kickoff, and what a way to round off the weekend as well. AC Milan take on Inter Milan in the San Siro. It's 8-5 about Milan, 11-5 the draw, and Inter are priced up at 7-4. They've risen up to third in the Serie A table. Milan, are we beginning to see them as genuine European candidates again? Or is it too early to say that?
It's difficult to say that. They've actually looked excellent, haven't they? They were so poor last season.
It's the first time in years they've not been like 12th at this point.
Exactly. And you look at the squad and you don't think, oh, that's miles stronger than they've been in those seasons. It just seems to be working well for them at the moment. Can it last? Something normally goes wrong for them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But they've brought in a couple of young players over this season and last. Most notably, Donnarumma, the keeper. Romagnoli, who played for Italy in the week. He's doubtful, I think. He picked up a knock there, but he's been great for them. And Locatelli as well. So they've got a few good youngsters in there. Bacca's scoring some goals. He scored 6 in 10. But he's actually being challenged by Lapadula, who was the top scorer in Serie B last year. And I thought there was a chance that he might start, especially if Bacca was heavily linked with West Ham, wasn't he?
Yes.
If he'd gone, I thought it could have been a big season for him. He's actually two starts this season, scored his first goal in the last game, although he came off the bench to do that. So, yeah, players that you might not necessarily expect that much from are doing okay. They look good, but I just don't know. I don't know how long it can last. And on the other hand, Inter, well, we've spoken about them so much on the pod before, and Frank de Boer.
They'll have burnt many fingers this season already.
Honestly, well, you think you've got them sussed, and then suddenly they do the complete opposite. And I think I've certainly been guilty of falling for that. So Frank de Boer's gone, which we were never keen on him in the first place. You know, it's okay to do well with Ajax in Holland, but this is a bit of a bigger challenge. So Stefano Pioli's in, who was at Inter the last couple of years. At Lazio the last couple of years. Didn't seem to be much change in his first game in charge. They were dominant against Crotone at home, but they took them till the 84th minute to get the goal. I think they had 18 corners in that. But once the goal came, it was 84, 88 and 93, 3-0. And Icardi got the last two to put in my nap for that round as well. So got very lucky indeed in that. Speaking of Icardi, I mean, that's where Inter's strength lies. They've got a brilliant goal scorer, Icardi. 10 in 12 starts, I think, this year, which is pretty good, particularly as he went through a bad patch of, I think, about 4 or 5 without a goal. They've just got so many riches going forwards. Kondreva, Perisic, Palacio, Gabriel Barbosa, who doesn't seem to have worked out that well, Banega, Brozovic, so many players in those attacking areas. As I've said before, the defence is the weak point.
Yes.
One thing you can rely on Inter to do is concede a goal. Whatever they're doing, they're going to concede goals. So, That's been the case all season. Actually, 6 out of their 12 games in Serie A have finished 2-1 to either side. Right. Four of their last 8 away games have also finished 2-1. So 2-1 AC, 17-2, I think. 2-1 Inter, 9-1. I prefer AC in this game. So if you're looking for a bigger price, 17-2, 2-1 AC looks decent. I mean, in general, 8-5 AC.
Yeah, I couldn't really have Inter as marginal favs for this one, to be honest.
Definitely not, I think.
But then at the same time, you don't want to pile in on AC Milan either, do you?
Because we think it's going to go wrong at some point, yeah. So if I had to pick one, it would be AC. The bet I was looking at, because this looks quite a difficult one to call, Milan have actually been pretty good in these games. In fact, both teams have scored in only one of the last 6 meetings between these two in the league. But Inter look like they can concede goals. So I don't know whether that means both teams are going to score or it's going to be a real tight one with very few goals. I'm going to take a chance on this one and a bigger price. So it's Mauro Icardi to score a goal for Inter, but Inter to lose the match. And that is priced at 10-1. And, you know, a difficult game to call, double figures of the price. And if Inter score, it's usually Icardi, and Inter will concede a goal.
Fair enough. And an exotic selection then on the old lose cast market. Icardi to score, but AC Milan to win the match is 10-1. If you do fancy both teams, get on the score sheet and a positive result either way. Why not check out the both score no draw, which is in the betting at 9-5 for that match. We'll give Alex a bye week on the nap this week. He can protect his tenor. No such luck for you or me. I'll let you go first on the nap selection this weekend, Steve.
Okay, so it's a Saturday game in Ligue 1 in France. Toulouse against Metz. Toulouse 2 on here. And they've got a goal scorer who's in pretty fine form. 5 in his last 4 home games. 7 in 9 starts this season. Martin Braithwaite to score for Toulouse. He's a pretty reliable scorer for them. And this season he's actually donating £1,000 to charity for every goal he scores as well. So he's 23-20 to score in that game. And I'll go with that for my choice. I was tempted by 2 or more at 11-2, actually, but I'll play it safe with the any time in France.
Okay, very good. There's Steve's nap there. I'm going to nap in one of the games that we've been discussing. It is Bayern Munich for me, 21-20. I just can't get away from them at an odds against price. I think your point's very valid that neither side are quite up to the standards we expect from them, but I think Dortmund are further below their best than Bayern are at the moment. And despite their home form, 21-20, just juicy enough for me to have a nibble. Although it's been a few weeks since I've had a nap winner, so hopefully I can fire in a shorty with the ever-reliable Bayern Munich. We'll see. Thank you very much for your thoughts this weekend then, Steve, and enjoy those 3 massive matches in Europe.
Yeah, can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.